This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP, and joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, the head coach of your Washington Wizards, Scott Brooks, who is presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. Morning, Coach.
Coach.
Good morning.
Hello, Coach.
Hey,
What's going on? Got
a big one tonight. Got to get that dub. Got to stop the bleeding. How bitter were you after the Knicks game? Because I was really bitter.
I was upset. I was disappointed. I thought we needed to play much better. Couldn't score. And then we couldn't defend. And then we couldn't score again. And then it came down to who made the last few shots. And we made some critical mistakes again down the stretch of games that we have to clean up. And I was disappointed. We needed to win that game.
Coach Brooks, we know that everybody in that locker room is hyper-competitive, but does anybody take the losses tougher than Bradley Beal? Like, you see him interviewed after losses, and he had some salty language after the loss to the Knicks. Does anybody take it tougher than Brad? Because he can't go to the mic and fake it. Like, you know what his emotions are after wins or losses.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like that our locker room was disappointed and frustrated, but you know we need to definitely do that, play that with that type of anger and emotion on the court, especially tonight. It's not going to be easy with the Spurs in town. They're playing great basketball, but he was frustrated and rightfully so. We gave away the last couple of games. Denver came in and New York came in and won in our building, and it's unfortunate that it happened, but it did happen, and we got to move forward and be excited about what's coming up. You know, we got a game tonight, and we got John coming back soon, and so hopefully we can get some wins before that happens.
You know, generally you shouldn't care one iota about any halftime festivities that are going on in the building, like if it's somebody on a unicycle or a dog chasing a frisbee, whatever. But over the past two games, as you touched on, with Phil Chenier's jersey retirement and the 40th anniversary celebration of the 78 Bullets team that won the title, was there added significance on trying to get those wins in the home building with all the legends that were there that were in attendance for those two games?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a special weekend for everybody involved. And I give our organization, the staff that put it all together, they did a great job. Unfortunately, we didn't do our job. And I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in our guys because it was a special night. It was a special night for Phil, and rightfully so. They have his jersey retired, and to have Coach Mata and all the great players on that championship team here. And they did a great job of putting a great night and great weekend together. And like I said, we didn't do our job and take care of business, but we can't worry about that now. We got to move forward and we haven't played well at home. That's another thing that we have. It's kind of perplexing, and we haven't really played. We have a better road record than home, and it shouldn't be that way. I don't know why, but trying to figure it out, and we got to get better, and we got to do it soon, because once the playoffs start, you got to win your home games.
Talking to Coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialists in personal injury law. Talk a little bit about Sato's play overall. He took over as the starter, and at times has been really impressive. Feel like he rides a wave a little bit, like he'll have a really good game and then other games he'll be silent. I know the game in San Antonio was tough. Talk about what you've seen from Tomas Satoransky.
Well, you know what? He's played extremely well in considering all the circumstances. We lost one of the best players in basketball, and he's been out for 2 months, right? And we're 14-11 without John during this stretch. And that's, I don't know how many what we had the first time he was out. I think he missed 11 or 12 games. Thomas and our team held the fort down in this position because Thomas is really playing well. Struggled as of late. I think teams are treating him differently now. And also, maybe he's a little tired. We've tried to cut back on some of his practice loads, some of his pregame loads. This is the most he's played in his career, all the games he's played, all the minutes he's played. So, I when John comes back, I think it's going to be good for him. It's going to be refreshing because now he's going to have the confidence to play well with that second unit. And we know that sometimes that second unit needs a guy like Thomas with them playing. And hopefully that he can join them and play well.
So you mentioned John's close. He's not going to play tonight. And then I believe you guys go to Detroit. Would you expect John? Can you tell us this? I know you probably don't know, but can you tell us this? Will you expect John back in the next three games?
It's like I said, it's really close. We want to still get him a few more, sessions on the court. Hopefully we can have another good practice tomorrow. He's definitely out tonight. I don't see him playing in Detroit, but you never know. But it's getting close, and like I said, he's as good as it's really mind-boggling that the guy can miss 2 months of basketball and do the things that he's done the last few practices. But we're excited to have him when he does come back. We definitely need him, and it's hard to play extended stretch of games without him. But give our guys a lot of credit, and I thought they've handled it very well.
Coach, I've seen reports that John Wall has lost between 10 and 15 pounds during his rehab. Now, I could clearly benefit losing 15 pounds, but John Wall doesn't look like he has the frame to lose 15 pounds. Was that expected? Is he going to add, some muscle mass going forward? What's the latest on his weight loss?
Yeah, it's good and bad. The good that he's lost it, the bad that I think I've gained it. So I'm not happy with that. But he looks great. And he, if anything, it's going to definitely help. Takes some weight off the joints and the knees and his ankles, and probably add some speed, if you can believe that. But he looks good. He feels great. It tells you all the work that he's put in. It's hard to lose weight when you have a knee injury or a leg injury, and he's been able to do that and give him credit and with staff and works closely with our staff every day. And like I said, it's pretty impressive that he's been able to do what he's done with the injuries and kept his weight off and actually looks better than before he got hurt with his body.
So, Coach, I think I asked you this last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and I asked you about when you start thinking about potential matchups in the first round, and you told me you can't think about that yet, but your guys were scouting a few teams, and now you guys have slipped to the six. You're 2.5 back of the Pacers, who've been playing well. Sixers are white hot, 7 straight. Cleveland's hot, 5 straight. So right now you would play Cleveland. Is this something you're starting to think about now as we approach the end of the season? You got, 9 games left?
Yeah, there's still a lot of games left, considering it can go one or two games here and there, because there's the teams up top too, and the teams above us. You never know what's going to end up on their schedule and their games. But there's still a chance that we can play anywhere from the top to the fourth seed. We have to get better ourselves. We have to right the ship. And we've lost 3 in a row, 4 out of 4 and 6 out of the last 10. So we got to get better. And we know we much have to play much better. We got to play a consistent two-way game, and we haven't been able to put that together. And it's kind of disappointing this late in the season, but it's still, we got John coming back, and I know we're not looking to him to save the day, but he's definitely going to give us a great player in our lineup.
Joined by Coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. So we have a lot of callers who always ask about Jason Smith. Why isn't Jason Smith getting more run? We've seen Martin Gortat's numbers kind of come down this year. Jan Mahimi has flashed at times, but Jason Smith not getting as much run. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's with Keith really is playing some good basketball, you know, the last couple of months, and Mike Scott has played well off the bench pretty much all year. He's had some games as of late, and you know, Jason is really that spot. He's a shooting, he's a big man that can shoot 17 to 18 foot jump shots, 3-point shot. He hasn't shot the ball well this year. Last year he did shoot the ball much better, and yeah, there's not a lot of minutes. You know, I tried to get him some minutes last game and thought he was solid. You know, he just has to stay ready. But I like him. I love his enthusiasm. I love his work ethic. I love his practice habits. I have to, there's decisions to be made, and I thought Mike has played well all year.
Coach, I'm going to get back to the playoff matchup thing. I can't get off it. I'm sorry. Do you think you match up better against Boston or Cleveland?
They're both, you know, they both present a lot of problems. You know, got LeBron is, you can argue that he's having an MVP year again, and maybe he doesn't get it, but he's definitely the best player in basketball. And the Celtics play, you know, they got a lot of good players. But we played them both. We played well against the Celtics. You know, we're 2-1. We lost one game with a crazy foul at the end of the game. And Cleveland, LeBron came in here and had, I think, 57 points and made every long two and made all of his threes. But we played them well there. So, I don't know. Both matches were going to be tough. But, you know, we got to get better ourselves and we got to get healthy.
He doesn't want to say it. We want you to slide to the 7 to play Boston because Kyrie just had surgery. I think Marcus Morris has been out the last 4 games. They seem more vulnerable than Cleveland.
Well, they've definitely had some injuries, but they're still, they got really good players. Jason Tatum, man, I don't even know if you can call him a rookie anymore, what he's able to do. And Al Horford is one of the best bigs, all-around big man in the league. Rozier is, man, he's an, I know he comes off the bench for Kyrie Irving, but he's really a starting point guard. He's as good as a lot of starting point guards in the league right now, but they're banged up. You know, so I don't know. I don't know where we're going to end up, and we don't know who's going to end up above us. So we just have to focus on how we play.
Coach Brooks, did you see Trey Burke's line from last night against the Hornets?
I did.
That's nuts.
It's great to see. I mean, he played well against us, unfortunately, and you know, I thought he won the game, but he's made a transformation. He's changed the way he's thought the game, and he had supposedly, according to the article I read, he's had a reflection on how he plays and how he thinks the game and how he approaches the game, and it's obviously helped, and credit to him.
Yeah, I was wondering, so you take on the Spurs tonight. Do you get along with Coach Pop? You've battled him when you were coaching OKC many times in the regular season and playoffs. Of course, now you don't see him as much here in Washington taking on the Spurs. Do you have a good Pop story? Do you get along with him?
Yeah, you know, I get along with him great. When I took my sabbatical, aka got fired, I got invited to some training camps and San Antonio invited me, and I spent like 4 days there and got a chance to see him work, and he really was gracious with his time. I got to be in all their meetings, and really cool to see. And you know why they're so successful, because from top to bottom, they only think about winning. And it's not about stats. It's not about anything else, from the equipment manager to the video guy to the assistant coaches to Pop. Anything they do and everything they do is about winning. And just a great guy. I was very thankful for that opportunity. But, you know, I'm one of the best coaches, not in basketball, but all of sports in the world. And he's just able to motivate and every year, and no matter what, and I learned from them that no matter what you face with, you got to go out there and perform, and they never make excuses.
Coach, what was your take on Fultz coming back for Philly last night? I was clearly wrong. I didn't think they were going to bring him back, but they brought him back with 9-10 games left, so just adds another dimension to their team.
Yeah, I mean, impressive. They got a lot of talent. They just added another talented player that played well. I mean, it's another guy that comes in and scores 10 points and does the things that he is able to do. And, you know, I didn't think he was going to probably come back after missing all the games, but you could tell that he's been working and their staff has been giving him confidence to get in there and play well, and definitely adds another dimension to that talented team.
All right, Coach. It's Coach Scott Brooks from the Wizards. Best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
They take on the Spurs tonight. They lost the Spurs last week in San Antonio.
The Spurs stink on the road. This should be a dub for the Wizards. They're 14-23 on the road.
Yeah, but they've been playing much better lately.
Okay.
And they're still the Spurs.
They suck away from AT&T Center.
All right.
Well, he
so
just told you
the Wizards on that.
Actually are better on the road than at home.
I know.
By a game.
Home court advantage.
The Wizards are flailing. They've lost 5-7.
I will say, you know, I asked him about Satoransky. So they were 26-22 before John Wall had his surgery. Four games above 500. And I think that at 40-33, look, it's not overly impressive, but we all would have taken that if we had projected out where are they going to be without John Wall if he misses 2 months after 77 games. But I agree with you. You were hinting at, isn't Boston a better matchup than Cleveland? And it has to be. You don't want to face LeBron.
He wouldn't take the bait
in the first round.
I mean, they could still lose to either team. But I would think if you have Kyrie Irving banged up, that's the team. Although Boston's won four straight.
And they'll be favored to lose. I mean, that's not the right word. But they'll be the dog because they're going to
be
on the road.
Favorite, of course. Absolutely.
Unless they can actually get hot and move into that 4-5 matchup. Then you might play the Sixers.
Now, you probably saw the standings, but they're actually closer to the 8 seed right now than they are the 5.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, if they don't play well here down the stretch, there's a good chance they could slip to the 7 or the 8.
Sure, that could happen.
Remember, we will talk more NBA. Antonio Daniels, former Wizards, going to join us coming up at 9:20. And at 9 o'clock, we'll find out the latest on the Redskins from J.P. Finley, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Keep it here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Cakes is laughing.
Here's why I'm laughing. Because I believe this is the exact song that was playing in our number rental car when we were leaving the airport heading to the hotel.
In our golf cart?
This
we
is
really didn't have a car with a golf cart.
98.7 The Gator.
Oh, the Gator. In West Palm?
In West Palm. By the way, the Gator plays music that, you know, all of us would love.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like Queen, Boston.
Mix of the 70s and
80s. Aerosmith. You know, just all the old
country
music.
Everything in the system.
Everything that's in 106.7 The Fan system. It mirrors the Gators playlist. Big surprise, a Florida State.
98.7 The Gator.
98.7 The Gator.
That's
there's
funny.
A lot of shenanigans going on in the production studio.
Yeah, there's a lot of bits being planned over there that we don't
apparently
know anything about.
Valdez was shooting a video of Drab and Awad arguing. I don't know what they're arguing about.
Who knows?
I think
they're arguing about something every day.
I think they were
Adam
arguing
was, Drab was arguing that he made a natural birdie at the Purple Heart.
But Adam claims I didn't, but Adam left after 20 minutes because his camera battery
died.
Well,
do you know what a natural birdie is?
Hold up, his camera battery died.
Hold on a second. Do you know what a natural birdie is?
Yes.
What's a natural birdie?
A natural birdie is, are you talking about when we're playing a scramble like we were?
You can't.
When you don't use the other person's ball. You had the best two best shots or whatever, or three best on a par four.
A natural birdie.
It was
a par three, when you tee off and you make the birdie yourself, right?
I stuck it to with eight feet, and I'm 90% sure I made the birdie.
Valdez disputes it.
I don't think Drab had a natural birdie. I think Cakes did.
Cake's the B player.
Well, Cake's not the B player.
I'm clearly the B player.
Oh, because he made the putt for Bird?
If it's the same hole we're thinking of, because I know Cakes
believes Cakes stuck Cakes, it and
yeah, Cakes' you. Putter, Cakes' putter was hot.
Thank you. That's what B players and
can't
do.
Can't reach
Jason.
The green to get a birdie.
Hey,
why can't you guys remember? You have three people there.
I may have stuck one silly, my one good like tee shot of the day.
I think the funny thing is there was supposed to be a videographer for the whole event to document it.
Yeah,
it's not documented.
It's not documented.
Because he ran out of batteries.
I'm not surprised by that.
And that's holes. His job. How did he counter that in the argument? When you said your job is to be
the videographer.
He
said he tagged along. And, you know, was a witness.
Video. Such a liar.
He's LeBron James liar. Fan.
Yeah.
When I ran out of battery, I went on Facebook Live. And we got a live shot of Drab hitting a cop car. That's how good he was golfing that day.
Oh, really?
He was parked too close to the green.
Yeah. Right, of course he was. He was in a parking lot. He's too close.
Drab hit 8-iron from 120.
Hey, it's a scramble. You got to go for it. You don't want to be short. That's you don't want to lay up. Got to go for it.
I love the gaff talk. I love it.
Even when it's a bunch of choppers.
I'm looking forward to a tournament that's in late June. It's April.
It's not even April yet, but it's close. It'll be here before
yeah,
you know
it. April.
Hello.
You're right.
It's Masters Week next week.
That's true.
Hello.
Thank God I'm on vacation. Oh, it's the best planning week ever.
Are you
by
telling
boy.
Me you're not going to watch one shot of the Masters on
no,
vacation?
No, I didn't say that. I'll watch some of it. I'm not going to watch it start
because
to finish.
You'll have your,
like all of you golf nerds.
Because you're going to have your golfers in your pools. You'll watch those guys. If Tiger's in the mix, you're going to watch him. You just will.
He's over his pool. He already knows he's
look,
buried.
No, no, but look, no, no, no.
These are casual.
He's not over it. He's still trying to win money.
These are casual golf eyeballs right here. Right here. You're looking at right there.
That's fine.
Casual. Very casual.
I didn't say you were going to watch start to finish. You'll watch some.
I'll drop in from time to time. I'm like, you
right
nerds
eyes
are going to
be very puffy when you did that.
Well, they're always puffy and bloodshot and in need of more rest.
Feels like. I mean, look, I got dark circles. I don't get enough sleep. Maybe I have bags, whatever. But yours feel like if you put a needle in, a bunch of stuff would come out.
Hey, look, if somebody wants to come and drain the bags, I would go through that procedure if such a thing exists.
They're not as bad as they were. There was one day last week. Maybe it was in Florida where they were really bad.
I was overserved at the galley.
You were overserved.
Right. It was a great establishment. Had a great time. Very good food. Good drinks. Overserved.
Yeah, I mean, he was at a dog track for 8 hours.
Well, that's the other thing. You just sat and just watched flops for 8 hours.
It's what I did. Yeah, that's true.
Probably in a smoke-filled room.
No, no smoke whatsoever. All no right. smoking allowed. But there are a lot of old degenerates playing Keno and watching the dog races.
A lot of walkers and canes, though.
A lot of that.
Drabby, I feel like we're not giving the Nats enough shine. I mean, opening day is in 48 hours, essentially.
Well, I thought we were going to talk about Rizzo's contract
negotiations. Well, I know, but
I brought that up with him during the break. Jason wasn't interested. Jason,
because you know what? I'm more interested in opening day than I am Rizzo's contract. I feel like Rizzo's contract will be taken care of. I mean, the learners are nuts if they don't. But I just feel like opening day is 2 days away, and we're just not. I mean, I know we did the shows.
Not enough
down
discussion about the team.
Yeah, I just
I think
feel
because
like
people expect
this
the team
is big.
To be
baseball's
really good.
Back. I can't believe how freaking quick spring training went by. I mean. Like
that's because your life flies by, Ricky. Spring training included. All of it flies by.
They played like 30 games like that.
Yeah, it's gone.
And they play one more here today at 4 o'clock against the Twins. And then, of course, they'll fly to Cincinnati. I'm just excited.
Who is Max facing off against? Who's the opposing pitcher for the Reds?
I'm guessing
Tom
Homer Bailey, maybe.
Homer Bailey?
Let me see what their rotation looks like. Could be Iglesias, could be Bailey. I don't know.
By the way, speaking of former...
Could be Castillo.
Former Nats. I saw that Dusty Baker found a nice soft landing spot in San Francisco. He's going to be like a senior advisor.
I saw that.
To the CEO.
Dusty's kid plays at Cal Berkeley.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he plays baseball at Cal. So he's always out there watching.
Well, good for Dusty.
I'm happy for
Dusty. I mean, the guy took the team to the playoffs 2 years in a row, won the division 2 years
yeah,
in a row.
Yeah, they booted him right out of town. Said, you're not good enough.
Got to win in the playoffs.
Bigger expectations.
David Martinez is going to have to lead this team to the NLCS. Not good enough to be in the NLDS. Division series, not good enough.
Yeah, I would agree.
If he doesn't get them to that point after 2 years, it's going to be an awfully hot seat he's sitting on here in D.C.
So Daniel Murphy's not going to be ready come opening day. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Basically, Jason wanted to check the temperature of Nats fans.
Can you
That's
imagine?
What I would say
Just
that you wanted to
this.
Do, correct?
Yes.
I'd say it's tepid at this point.
Are you fired up for the start of the season? What are your expectations with the Nationals?
I think people are worried about Bryce Harper's departure. I think that they're panicking about that a bit.
How long has Bryce been in town? Is this year six?
Sounds about right.
Check that. I think it's year six because I think you get unrestricted after year six.
I know this. He's only 25.
But think about this. What if Bryce leaves Washington and they didn't win one playoff series?
It'd be pretty unbelievable if you had said that when he signed with the team after they had added, you know, Strasburg. And you think about everything that's happened, adding Scherzer, premier players like Daniel Murphy. I mean, look, they have a loaded team. They've had a team good enough to win a championship several times.
This is year
and
seven
last year,
for Bryce.
Right,
think
so
about
he's
that.
Been here 6 years. This is year seven.
Last year when they figured out the bullpen, when they had a Doolittle and Madsen and Kinsler, you thought, all right, they've shored that up. They have the starting pitching. They've got the lineup. They've got what it takes. And they fell
Wouldn't
short.
That be incredible if Bryce Harper was here for 7 years? Seven. Drafted him number one. Mm-hmm. Everyone talked about Bryce Harper being like Mickey Mantle.
Yep.
And they didn't win one playoff
Massive
series.
Massive disappointment.
That would be huge. That would be a huge story.
Yeah.
And then, of course, having Murphy for the last few years.
Well, we'll see what the Adam Eaton, Michael Taylor thing, how that plays out. Because it's different than last year. You know, obviously Michael Taylor took over for Adam Eaton.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're kind of banking on what he did last year, which was successful. And you're banking on Adam Eaton, who you traded for, to go alongside Bryce Harper in the outfield. You should have more speed. Even more speed than
you're
you had
last year.
You're
going to have a better glove out there, of course.
David Martinez said that they're going to be more aggressive. It sounded like when we talked to Trey Turner that he has the green light. Trey Turner kind of had a down year based on what he did his first season.
He missed 60 games, too, with the injury.
So you're wondering if they're going to take off. I mean, I think the expectations are with this team, and maybe why you feel like there's not this huge buzz surrounding the Nats is, it's almost like what's happened with the Caps. You know they're going to be good each year. It's like, all right, what's going to happen in the playoffs?
But there still should be excitement from fans that opening day is here. Even though they're not starting opening day here in town, they got to go to a couple cities before that. But
it'll get there.
I think they should definitely be excited that the season's here.
All right,
I mean,
let's go to the phone. Let's go to line two. Eric in D.C., you're on with the Junkies. What do you think, Eric?
What's going on, guys? I'm totally stoked. I'm totally, totally stoked. I mean, look, Bryce is gone. But it's kind of like a Kirk Cousins sort of like foregone conclusion. So just enjoy his last ride. The MLB All-Star Game is in D.C. That's bananas that that's going to be here. And, I mean, we're still in the middle of the never-ending winter, so it doesn't really feel like baseball season. But I think if you are dialed in to the Nats, like me, like my son, you're totally stoked. You're stoked for Thursday. You're stoked for a week from Thursday for the home opener. You know, I think that if you are in, but baseball fans are a very small, passionate group.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys are feeling it, but I think for passionate baseball fans, there are high expectations that maybe Dave Martinez is the X factor to break through the first round. So I'm stoked.
By the way, I'm not one of these people that's automatically thinking that Bryce is gone after this season. I think that he will take the free agent tour, but with the way the market softened for free agents this past year and the fact that the learners have shown they will spend a lot of money on players, don't count them out as far as signing.
There wasn't a player available in this offseason like Bryce Harper.
I think there's a better chance so that the Nationals re-sign Bryce Harper than the Redskins had with Kirk. I never bought in that Kirk would re-sign with the Redskins.
Yeah.
I always felt like he wanted to explore
because Bryce
agency.
He has Bryce.
But I feel like Bryce is at least leaving the door open for the Nationals.
He has a harmonious relationship with the front office.
It's
and
a much
ownership.
Better run organization.
Yeah.
Bryce has got to be happy with that part of it. But I have no idea what the market's going to be for Bryce. It's certainly going to be a lot better and a lot stronger than what the offseason market was for the players that were battling to sign with their free agent teams.
Don't count the learners out. They like to spend money on big, splashy player acquisitions.
Yeah.
Don't count them out. They're going to be in the hunt for Harper.
Probably, but I would say it's still better than 50-50 he rolls.
Probably. But then
But I just keep thinking about the fact that if Bryce Harper does leave after year seven and they don't win a first-round playoff series, that is unbelievable to me.
It's a massive – it'll be labeled as a massive disappointment.
And it's a very strong possibility.
Sure.
DC curse. Alex Ovechkin hasn't been to the Stanley Cup yet.
He hasn't been in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Would
That's
you
true.
Have thought that 12 or 13 years ago?
Absolutely not.
Best player in the game, wins MVP a couple times.
Well, hold on a second.
No Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, hold on. It's a lot harder to get to the Stanley Cup than it is just to win a first-round series in baseball.
True. Well, how about he hasn't gotten beyond the second round?
Okay.
That's pretty unbelievable. I mean,
that's pretty close.
You know who else has never gotten past the second round? Barry Trotz.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Nicholas Backstrom. You go down the list.
Well, I don't need to rattle off every Caps player that's currently on the roster.
Yeah. All right, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. Your thoughts on the Nats. Jason wants to see if you're fired up. 800-636-1067. Cakes. At Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor, there's going to be two big games going on right now with four teams. And they're playing college basketball, and we're hosting a semifinals party for that.
Come out and hang out with us, MGM National Harbor. It's always a fun time. Tap Sports Bar. I believe they have 90-plus TVs.
Yes.
9 and 0. 90-plus.
And they have tons of beer.
So I think you can find a TV.
Great food.
Like a good angle if you have 90.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And then if you feel frisky at halftime, you walk over, play a couple hands of blackjack.
Right. Or, you bet it all.
You know, spin the roulette wheel.
You could do that.
You make a couple thousand.
Then you come back, you hang out with me and Cakes, have a couple more pops.
Yeah, you do all that.
In between the games, you can go back to the casino.
It's the best place in the world to be.
As yes, Rom's it is. Wife,
there's
Marina
nothing better than being in a casino and watching the national semifinals.
It's a pretty good setup. So we hope you can join us Saturday starting
I don't
at
even
5
know
PM.
When I can say Final Four.
Like this. When we're talking about the news, like the Final Four is set, it includes Loyola Chicago,
right,
Michigan.
Because
right,
right. We're beyond
Kansas.
The we're beyond the promotion.
Yes.
So I can actually
yeah,
say
now
it
you're
now.
Good. Yeah. Now you're free and clear.
So I was gonna say there's nothing better than watching the Final Four in a casino.
It's pretty damn good.
That is really good.
Yeah. We're talking
That's
about the Nationals.
Time.
It is.
And kind of want to get your expectations here heading into the season because we have opening day in a couple of days. Of course, we're going to be out.
See, I knew
at
they were
Nats
out
Park
there. I knew they were out there
for the home opener, which is coming up next week. We haven't talked too much about it, though. I mentioned that Adam Eaton's going to be in left field this year. Last year, come opening day, at least expectations were he was going to be the center fielder.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you had Jason Worth in the outfield with Bryce Harper. Now you're going to have Michael Taylor and Adam Eaton, both speedy guys in the outfield.
And Brian Goodwin is your fourth.
Right. What's the lineup going to look like? Are we looking at Trey as leadoff? I know they talked about, and I think Davey Martinez didn't rule out having Bryce Harper as leadoff hitter on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have Trey leading off? Is it going to be Adam Eaton?
I would think Eaton would lead off, and then Trey 2, Bryce 3, Zim 4. You know, when Murphy gets
Rendon,
back,
right, Murphy, Rendon.
Murphy would be 5, Rendon 6. That, you know, and then with Kendrick in there for Murphy, whoever's playing second, maybe you drop him down. I don't know. Because remember last year, Kendrick.
Then Taylor 7, Weeters 8.
Yeah. Because Kendrick, there was some time. Now, Dusty Baker's brand, even there's got a new manager. Dusty Baker's a totally different guy. But he had Kendrick up top, and then yep. He had him down at 7. I mean, he bounced around the lineup.
And he liked Michael A. Taylor leading off.
He had Taylor up there on occasion, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be Eaton or Trey.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phones. Gary is in Silver Spring on line 2, or maybe it's Guy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm fired up for this year.
What's up?
And the 91 wins bet is going to be the easiest money you ever made. So I'd put a butt coin on it if you're feeling risky. But I think that, you know, the bullpen last year was an absolute joke. I mean, every day listening to you guys on the radio, it was like, oh, who blew it this time? We had Fat Albers in there, like, you know, and now we finally have that consistency.
Yep.
So I think we can expect 105 wins easy.
Wow.
They'll probably have the best record in the majors by the end of June.
And then you look at Eaton. That's certainly the name like of my mentioned. Friend, Matt Albers. He's a good dude. I know he's moved on. Yeah, I believe he's with the Brewers
God
now.
Bless him. God bless him, that beautiful wife of his. But, you know, this team with Eaton at the top of the lineup and Taylor, that's a huge upgrade defensively too. I mean, we had Worth just flopping around there in the end of his career. So, I mean, we didn't do that many moves this year, but just by returning a lot of the guys that this season and then the bullpen, shoring that up at the trade deadline last year is going to pay dividends. Fired up.
All right. 105 wins. I mean, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, we don't need to get greedy. We'll take 94 and 95.
I mean,
wins is the bet just the same.
I mean, 105 wins is just an enormous amount of victories. I mean, how many 100-win teams did we have last year? Cleveland, definitely. Houston had a great year, and they won, what, 101? Something like that? Dodgers had a great year. Remember the Dodgers went on a run where they were like 50-9?
But then they tanked down the stretch, remember?
Yeah, of course, because it all came back to the means. I mean, you can't just win 93% of your games
was
the entire
year.
Was
that an SI curse situation, too?
They were on the cover of SI.
Best team ever?
Yes. Because they had won 50 out of 60.
Right.
Yeah, the Dodgers.
They couldn't lose.
They wound up with 104.
And Houston had 101.
Houston 101 and the Indians 102.
Okay, so the Dodgers had 104. And remember how hot they were
right in
the middle of the summer.
They were volcanic. They couldn't lose games.
I mean, you got to be playing outrageous baseball to win 104 games. I'm not saying the Nats can't do it, but right. I think 93 to 96.
Give me
92.
Give us a carbon copy of last year, 97.
Hey, Jason.
Everybody's happy.
David tweets us at Junks Radio and said he's excited. He says, tell Lurch, Harper not winning a playoff series here would be unfortunate, but his boy Mike Trout hasn't even won a postseason game.
That is true.
Ooh, damning testimony against Mike Trout.
That is true. Mike Trout has not done it either.
Hey, at least he got to root for the Eagles winning the Super Bowl because he's a Jersey
fan.
Guy, right?
South Jersey guy.
Yeah, so he's a big Eagles fan.
Jason's not a Trout fan. He's an Astros fan.
That's right.
That's right.
Carlos Correa.
I mean, who can keep up with your allegiances? Are you wearing it today?
Yes, he wears Matt's the same clothes
so
all the
salty.
Time.
The world champs.
Did you wash that thing?
No chance. No chance.
Did you also buy
it.
Their,
I don't think I
did you buy their World Series champs lid for $20? It was on discount. It was on sale.
No.
At the team store.
No, I just got
you missed
one.
Out on that.
I mean, this is a nice looking shirt.
It is a good looking shirt.
I don't get
shirt.
The bit.
I don't get it either.
Because it's a nice looking t-shirt.
I don't understand the bit.
It's not really a bit. I like the t-shirt.
He doesn't have any true allegiance to
also, I have a Colorado Rockies Under Armour jacket. I'm not a Rockies fan. I just like team logos.
He's also been accused of being a front runner over the years.
Yes.
And this is the latest
And he
evidence.
Likes to rub it in the Nats' faces.
Yeah. My boy.
And why is he wearing it 2 days
he's
in a row?
He's an instigator.
No,
he
wear
likes
it yesterday.
To be an irritant.
Yeah.
I didn't wear it yesterday.
Friday.
Probably.
He's wearing it frequently. It's in his rotation, just like with the Penn State gear.
But to answer your question, I'm not sure I washed it. Not sure.
It probably did not.
My guess would be you have.
See, he thinks everything's a bit. His life, he is so engulfed in radio, he thinks everything's a bit. Not everything has to be a bit, Valdez.
Well, you're kind of making it a bit.
Radio insider.
You think you're not doing a bit, but you're
making it
a bit because you're doing a reveal.
Okay, but that's because he asked me if I was wearing it.
Okay,
because
I know, the first time you made it a bit by revealing it.
Oh.
So
hey,
you're the one
bad.
That started
hey,
this bit.
My bad.
Because you could have worn the Astros shirt in obscurity. Nobody would have known it. You'd have just wear it to the gym, wear it underneath your hurting Penn State shirt.
Well, I think, by the way, I think that the only reason I revealed it the first time is because we were talking about going into the gift shop at the stadium, and we were talking about getting
sure.
We were talking about getting Nats gear, and I said, yeah, I got some t-shirts for my daughters, but I also got the Astro shirt.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Will you wear your Astro shirt on opening
day? That would be ballsy.
Hey, what's the update?
That would be
first
real
of all,
ballsy.
What is the update on the ODU gear? Oh, I know what it is. No update.
Yeah.
And what's the latest on why don't we have any Sixers gear? Not that I would wear it because I'm a Wiz guy, but I mean, you're so plugged in. How are you not coming in here with Sixers gear all the time?
Well,
I mean, you know, like the CFO of the team.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question that I don't have answers to.
All I do is ask great questions. You have no answers for me.
I'm going to text Jeff Jones right now as we are speaking.
Yeah, say what's
right,
up with the Monarchs
quick,
gear.
Let's go to Ian in D.C. as we're talking about the Washington Nationals. Ian, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I hope to be I'm sorry to be a Debbie Downer here, but just given what this team has done in the playoffs for the past 5 years, it's hard to get excited and invest the time, the energy, the emotional commitment. I don't know how Cubs and Boston fans did it because I just don't see how I'm going to do it this year.
Well,
the year's not over.
It's a long baseball season, and once the NBA winds down and the cap season is over, you're just going to have the Nats for a while. So Might as well get into it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace
and they're
it.
They're
going to
win a lot of games.
And by the way, they're going to win a lot of games. The Nats don't have the long, sordid playoff history disappointment like the Caps have built up over 40-plus years.
Four disappointments in six years, though.
Okay, but
it's
it has
frequent.
True. I understand it, but it hasn't gotten to Washington Capitals.
Well, true.
Playoff loss level. It's not on that level yet.
And it didn't touch what the Red Sox fans went through until 04, and it didn't touch what the Cubs fans went through until a couple years ago.
So is it four and six years, or is it a little bit?
Is it 4 and 6 years or like 5 and 7? Davey Johnson. All right. Then we had Matt Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dusty.
Right.
And now Davey. How many playoff berths? Two for Dusty. One for Matt, one for Davey.
You sure won two for Davey? I'd have to go look back.
I think
back.
It's 4 and 6, but
you might be right.
Either way, it's been pretty frequent. All right, earlier in the show, we heard from Jay Gruden. He's at the owner's meeting, the head coach of the Washington Redskins. And J.P. Finley was there asking him some questions. He's going to join us next to give us some more insight. Of course, he covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Keep it here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.